And this is AM 1400 K1, and continuing a second Community Connection this morning, or maybe, yeah, second Community Connection. Melanie Boyles is in this morning, and she is the committee chair for the annual Festival of the Nativity. And Melanie, I'm trying to remember, this has been going on for...
This will be our sixth year
doing
it here in Bartlesville.
I would guess seven, but whatever it is. So, the nice thing about it is every year you've got more stuff to show off.
We do. This year there are lots of exciting changes that we're want people to know about. Most important one is that we have changed locations.
Yeah, don't go to the old church.
No.
At least not for this anyway.
Not for this. For the Nativity Showcase, we outgrew our space. And so this year, the Nativities are going to be on display at Father Lynch Hall, which is part of St. John's Catholic School.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite people both to share their nativities and to come and see all of the beautiful nativities that will be on display.
And I remembering from prior years, some are very traditional looking, some are ceramic, some are wood carved, some are a little bit of everything, and yet there are some very contemporary looking. I think you've had a Snoopy one or two and a little bit of everything.
Oh, just such a wide variety, and they come from people of all ages. I was shown one last night that was done by a couple of elementary age students. So we have them that from children's handmade nativities up to very expensive family heirlooms and everything in between. All kinds of styles from all over the world. Last time that we did this, we had 500 nativities on display, and we're hoping to have somewhere near that again this year.
Oh, I'm going to challenge you to say at least that many.
At least that many, yes.
And so this is some people bring them in for the display, and I walk me through how someone can get their stuff in the show.
What we're asking is if you have a nativity you're willing to share with the community for this display, you can bring them tonight from 5 to 9, or tomorrow morning from 9 to 12. You'll take them to Father Lynch Hall. We'll be there to check them in. We're very careful. We understand nativities have memories.
Mm-hmm.
And so we take very, very good care of them. They are arranged and put on display. And then Saturday night from 5 to 7, then you will come and pick your nativity back up and take it home and have it to display in your own home for the rest of the Christmas season.
And the nice thing about it is you get to see so many other things that people have either created or bought or passed down the generations in their family.
Oh, definitely. You know, I've been involved with this since we started, and every year I see new nativities that I have missed.
Yeah. And I'm sure, like you mentioned, they're family members, family memories, and people can't help but share their memories when they're handing over their stuff.
That is exactly right, and so it's very interesting to hear where they come from and the histories of the nativities.
There are probably some that have been there every year, and there's some that probably, you know, you saw 3 years ago and haven't seen them since.
That's true. We have some exhibitors who choose to come every other year. We have some that may come once and not come again, but we encourage and want everyone to feel free to share their nativities with us. It makes for a magical fairyland of displays with all of the nativities.
I can think of all kinds of reasons, and you may have told me in previous years, how did this display come about? Whose idea was it? Or, the conversation over the so-called dinner table that probably said, you know, we really ought to do something like that.
Well, it started with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, mm-hmm. who were our original hosts and sponsors and who are still very, very much involved with it. And it grew out of a desire to help return Christmas to its traditional roots.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we have anything against Santa and all of that fun. That is one aspect of Christmas.
It is fun.
But we also wanted to honor the reason why Christmas was set up in the first place. And it's a fun way to do that, with seeing how artists depict the nativity in so many different fashions. And so it started rather small and has just grown every year until now we're in a new space because we've outgrown having the displays at the LDS Church.
And you've added some musical traditions to it as well.
Yes, we along with this, we have two concerts. There'll be one Friday night from 7, starting at 7, mm-hmm. one Saturday starting at 2. These are about an hour long. They're family friendly. We have a variety of choirs and small groups and soloists that will be performing. The concerts this year will be at St. John Catholic Church in the sanctuary.
Okay. Acoustically, that's a nice place.
Oh, it's wonderful. We were practicing running through things last night. The other thing that we really want to also to stress is that on Sunday evening at 6:30, there's going to be a community Messiah sing-along, and that will be at the LDS Church on Swim Drive. And we invite everyone of all ages who loves the Messiah to come and sing.
And many people have their own copy that they've marked up and kept since who knows when. But if you don't have one, you have a few that are available.
We do. We will have copies there. And so Jonathan Stewart from Oklahoma Wesleyan is mm-hmm. going to be directing us mm-hmm. so that and Marcia Hansen will be accompanying. There'll be a few soloists and a lot of the fun choruses for the audience to sing and participate.
Well, and of course, it's fun music to sing. It's not always easy music to sing. Even some of the choruses are pretty difficult, but that's the point of, you know, picking up those memories and say, yeah, I had it when I was in college. Let's see if I can still do it.
That is true. You know, and it just ends up to be a wonderful experience for people. And we're really grateful to the Musical Research Society mm-hmm. that's been in Bartlesville since 1908, right. going to be the sponsor for that particular event and has been coordinating it.
Do you have the names of the soloists so we can share? Or if not, we'll just say there will be some.
There will be some. I have forgotten their names and didn't bring that with me today.
It's not important for getting people out there, but sometimes you also come to hear the soloists if you say, oh, I know her or I know him.
Yes.
So I thought I'd at least try to throw that out there and see. But kind of a nice thing. You can go see the nativities and then stay for the concert or come for the concert and then go see the nativities.
Yes. A couple of other things that I want to mention is that 4 o'clock on Saturday, the children from St. John Catholic School will be doing a live nativity in their outdoor amphitheater. Mm-hmm. So we encourage you to come and see the live nativity as well. That's going to be, I think, a wonderful addition.
Absolutely. It'll be fun. And so it's a great time for the weekend. Music is going to be fun. Sometimes you've had some instrumentalists this time. I know we've got the Messiah sing-along, and you just gather so many talented people from the community.
We do. We do want to mention that Zoltan Varga, who's the organist at St. John's, will be performing a couple of pieces as part of the concert. Mm-hmm. The LDS concert choir that has sung at for every concert will be there. The Bartlesville Blend, mm-hmm. which is a men's barbershop group, will be there performing. So a variety of musical styles.
Okay, well, it sounds like fun. And just like the variety of nativities that will be on display, you are invited to share yours, and feel free to share your story, because I think you could probably even stand near your display and, you know, greet people as they walk by.
You bet. Would like that. I would be remiss this year if I did not mention that we have a new major sponsor who has coordinated a lot, and that is the Play for Burke Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And they have been on, but not recently. For those that don't know the Burke Foundation, they have been doing so many good things, and I think more people, as they find out about it, want to get involved.
Exactly. And so we are very grateful for their sponsorship, and we also have a number of other sponsors. They're listed on our webpage, and we are so grateful for all those who are helping to make this truly an interdenominational community-wide event.
Mm-hmm. Again, for those who would like to drop their nativities off, let's get the hours that they can do that one more time.
Wednesday, which is today, mm-hmm. from 5 to 9 p.m., or tomorrow, Thursday, from 9 to 12, and you'll drop those off at Father Lynch Hall.
Okay. And, of course, the students will still be at school, so just be aware that you may not be the only car in the parking lot.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, this is fun. By the way, the event is free, right?
All the events are free, and this is our gift to the community, and we hope that the community will take full advantage of it.
Yeah, and again, dust off your copy of The Messiah. It's in that far end of the bookcase. You know where it's at, down on the bottom. And maybe flip through it to see if you last time you sang it, you sang soprano. See if you still sing soprano, or when maybe you need to move down to the tenor part. Whatever, have a good time.
Definitely, we're looking forward to it. This is my favorite weekend of the year as we do this, because it's so fun to see the delight in people's eyes as they participate in any or all of the events.
Well, like you said, it is not only returning to some of the roots of the celebration, but just some passing along some of the traditions as well.
That is true.
Thank you very much. That's our guest this morning, Melanie Boyles, and she is committee chair for the Festival of the Nativity. And you are invited whether to temporarily donate your stuff for people to see, or just come and sing and just sit in the audience and listen to all the other singers and instrumentalists as they perform for you this weekend as well. Going on at, either St. John's or at Father Lynch Hall, adjacent to either way, and it's all free. So go out and celebrate the season. More in just a moment.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh Groban. After so many years on the stage, one of my favorite things about music is